smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Back. Weeknights, 7 o'clock with InfoWars Nightly News. And then, as if that wasn't enough, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I don't want you to... My voice is shot, folks. That's why I decided to take off the Sunday show. Thanks for tuning into the rebroadcast. Occasionally, I have to rest my vocal cords, or I sound like I'm trying to imitate Batman. Who was the Westerns actor? He was also in Blazing Saddles. My mother actually was working at a steakhouse. It's defunct now. It was called the Nighthawk. There was one left when I was a kid. It was pretty good. He was a waitress going to UT. And who was the famous guy that played bad guys in Westerns? And he's in Blazing Saddles. Hey, guys. Who's in Blazing Saddles and he played bad guys? The bad guy, or he's not even the bad guy in Blazing Saddles. He's the good guy at the end of Blazing Saddles. He played a bad guy in other movies. It's Friday night. I'm babbling. Point is, more Rosa Corey coming up in the next segment, and I'm not trying to sound like a bad guy from a Western or a good guy. Maybe Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, punk. Go ahead and try it. More like High Plains Drifter sometimes. I was getting into these. The establishment is all about trust us. You can trust us. And you see local TV stations going, we've earned your trust. You can trust us. Well, you know what? Don't trust me. I want you to know me. I want you to check out what we cover at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want you to find out our track record, that we're not perfect, but we're trying to tell you the truth. And I want you to then research the info so you'll find out even more stuff that I don't even know. And then I want you to educate other people. Nowadays it's all about, well, how's his suit look, or how's his teleprompter look, or how's this working, or how fancy's the set, instead of, do you know about these things? Have you experienced these things? That's the issue. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you. There's three different ways to learn things. Three different ways to learn them, I've been told. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing, or so I've been told. No, it's or so I have read. That's from Spinal Tap. I'm sorry. This is what happens when I'm taping something on Friday night and totally tired. I'm just having a good time. Sorry, folks. What was I talking about? Believe it or not, folks, this is called being dingy. I haven't cracked a beer yet. It doesn't matter. They're always getting into how you got to trust them, you got to trust them, you got to trust them, you got to trust them. Oh, yeah, the three different types, in closing, the three different types of way of learning. There's revelation, where God beams something into your brain. There is experience, and then there's being taught. But, you know, kids and people don't want to be warned by their parents about hanging out with other bad people or stuff. They have to experience it. People don't tend to usually listen to instruction. And so experience, they say, is one of the best teachers. But I'd rather revelation. But I'm here not even teaching you something. I've learned this from other historians and common sense and philosophers and the Bible and all of it. We're in deep trouble. And we better turn around right now. That's what I'm saying to you. And I love you, and I want you to succeed. I don't like seeing anguish or poverty or lies or fraud. And the very worst people in society have gotten control of things. And I just think good people need to start not going along with everything, and that'll shut down the tyrants real fast. They're trying to brainwash us. They're trying to chemically alter us. They're trying to bring in their control freak wonder world because they lust after it because they're incomplete, screwed up people. And I know we don't have all the answers. We're not calling for some utopia. They are. We just want good old-fashioned humanity. Our imperfection is our perfection. We're made by the creator of the universe, and we don't want their war pigs to destroy this planet, destroy us along with it. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I know this. I stand for justice. And I'll tell you this, too. I've got an evil heart. We all do. At least I'm better than people that are trying to be evil, looking for power. I'm evil, trying to be good. Don't trust me. Know me. I want to know you. Let's discover each other.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to really an amazing person, Rosa Corey. I admire people that are already successful in their own life, their own business, and then get run over by tyranny and stand up and fight it. And you know, she has just reached millions and millions and millions of people and reached hundreds of counties and cities and traveled all over. She's an example of what you can do, even on a small level, to fight these people. And they always act like they can't be beaten. They always laugh and say, you know, there's nothing going on, there's nothing happening. That's just a stalling tactic, and it's not working anymore. We're going to go back to her in a moment, and I'm going to ask her how she thinks they're going to handle that. But first off, let's look at DrudgeReport.com. Infowars.com has some of this reporting, but really the up-to-the-minute, minute-by-minute updating is at DrudgeReport.com on Obama in Israel. Obama faces battle to woo Israeli public, global cooling, Bethlehem rioters set fire to picture of Obama, White House a map erases Jerusalem, Obama-Netanyahu trade banter as they tread a new red line, saying, you know, they've got to attack Syria that they've set up. I mean, it's an act that they're fighting with each other, ladies and gentlemen. That's all for public consumption. Shadow war rages as limo breaks down. What is this, North Korea? And it just goes on and on. And I was looking at the other headlines where the head of the IMF, who said that, you know, Europeans should work 6-7 days a week, but she's exempt from the taxes. How do you pronounce her name? I always say Lagrande, but it's Lagarde. The point is that the police have raided her. They raided Sarkozy. They raid everybody. I mean, it's just all a bunch of crooks. And you know, the last guy that was the head of the IMF, of course, you know, what he was doing was posing in a hotel room, but that was a setup. And then Sarkozy put out tweets before he'd even been arrested, showing that he was running the whole thing. I mean, it just seems to never end how crazy all of this is. And Feinstein on Reid dropping gun ban. Major betrayal of trust. I mean, this is all a scam, acting like they've been beaten. They have the bill now out of the Senate committees to register all your guns and ban gun shows and not let you give a gun to your dad or your son or your brother so they can then confiscate them all. By the way, I've never asked you your opinion, your view on the Second Amendment, because even if people can see there's problems with guns sometimes, once a lot of liberals, and I know you've been a Democrat, Democrats against Gen 21, once they see the real tyranny, they go, oh, now I know why there's the Second Amendment. I'm not condescending because I don't really know your view on it, but I mean, so many Democrats I know just think of it as a prerequisite to be a liberal that you're anti-gun. I think Thomas Jefferson was pro-gun, and he's pretty, you know, really about as liberal as it gets. What is your view on the Second Amendment, Rosa Corey?
Well, I had my own guns from the time I was 9 years old. My dad took me to the range, and I support the Second Amendment. I think it's important that we have an opportunity to defend ourselves. That government that we have is there to defend our individual rights. That's the only reason to have a government. When your government becomes a communitarian government, such as the one that we have, that we're morphing into, we need to rethink what our relationship to our government is. And I think the Second Amendment is very important, and I support it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's really the litmus test for people out there. Even if you don't like guns, you need to understand the power structure once to disarm you. The UN has its treaty right now to disarm the general population. That is their admitted goal. Rosa, a plug for the book. You know, I sell it at InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, you wrote it. You sell it at your site. However people get it, whether it's on Amazon, you name it, they need to get it. And who do they give it to? Because my listeners know all this stuff. They've checked it out, most of them. They can always learn something from the book. But this is a tool. Who do you recommend we give this to?
You know, it's a cool thing that you just asked me that, because I just got an order from a woman who's a representative, a state legislator in Washington State. She just arranged to have 147 books, which is the number of legislators they have, sent to all the legislators in Washington State. And the book's gone out to every sheriff in California. Someone did a sheriff's project, and they're working in other states. It's very important that people understand what this is. This is a big picture book because, Agenda 21, yes, it is an old document. It is being implemented all across the United States and the world. So people need to see what it looks like, because it's not called Agenda 21. You know, right here in Texas, I mean, you've got many different names for it. You're going to see it as smart growth. New Hampshire, they call it Granite State Future. It's sustainable communities, partnerships. I mean, very many names for it. You'll never see it as Agenda 21. You need to be able to recognize it. And that's one reason why when legislators, start to make bans against Agenda 21, it's very important that people understand what they're looking at, because you can have a state law in place, but if you don't know that that state law applies to your general plan that you've just passed there in your small town in Bastrop, Texas, or whatever, you know, if you don't understand that, then you're not going to know that there's actually a state legislation against what's happening in your town.
Well, I mean, to explain what it is, people that don't know, the very banks bankrupting and imploding Europe by design.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of World War II, England and the United States had won, but the robber barons had won. Not really America. They'd beaten one tyranny, replaced it with another. They created the UN as a global government model on record to take over the world and create collectivism to secure the elite's control. So a fake kind of leftism, and also take over the right. And that's what it is, and that's what they're doing now. Now, you got interrupted by the break a while back. Describe how they're going to force people out of the rural areas, because when they say sustainable, they mean the opposite of sustainability, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of stuff that's good that's called sustainable, but that's not their sustainable. So explain what their master plan is, how they're counter-striking, what the world will look like if they succeed.
Yeah, what's unsustainable? You know, according to the UN, it's private vehicles, private single-family homes, meat eating, and here we are in Texas. Hope you like your barbecue, right? And air conditioning. These are things that are considered to be unsustainable in the world. And so when you're out there, now think about this. You say, nobody's coming to get me in my rural, I've got my spread out there. Nobody's coming out there to get me. But the way that it happens is that you get charged vehicle miles travel taxes for your car. So if you're traveling a long distance.
Property taxes.
Your taxes.
They tear up your road.
No water.
They shut off the local power plant.
You're going to have metering on your private wells. You're going to have restrictions. Your roads in my county, in Sonoma County, California, they're destroying county roads because they say there's not enough money, because federal money goes to pave roads that are in urbanized areas.
Yeah, they actually destroy the roads.
They're destroying.
Oh, no, we're not going to leave it for you. We're going to destroy it.
They're turning them to gravel because they say they're not going to be able to maintain them. And this is like over 1,000 miles of roads that they're planning to do this to. So this is how it happens, you see. It's not, they close your rural roads and your suburban schools. They close you out of the areas that you've been living in. And then they don't maintain the infrastructure. So when people move out of there, there's not enough property.
And Australia's about 5 years ahead of us. They're doing that there in earnest.
Oh, Australia is terrible. I mean, obviously, people are really dealing with it all across the world. This is not just a United States thing. I was interviewed on Red Ice Radio, which is based in Northern Europe. And, they were under the impression that this is some kind of a United States program. No, it is not. ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, is everywhere. They say they...
Germany, by 2020, it's now law, has banned single home dwellings and has put taxes on it to penalize you. Mm-hmm. They're now talking about a one-child policy in Europe when Europe's already dying.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at towns like Freiburg, Germany, which is considered to be the sort of poster child for new urbanism, high-density development, where they've removed the roads, and literally there are no roads there. You've got little bicycle paths, and if I don't know where they go when it snows, but people are being restricted in how they live. This is social engineering. It's behavioral modification, and this is very important to know because you are being indoctrinated all the time through the press, through your schools, through your place of business, through your entire system.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones, myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats, but we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Whey is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Let me punch this up. It was covered by CBS News last week. The man for releasing a couple of heart-shaped balloons is facing 5 years in jail for each crime of damaging the environment. And they have arrested him, the state police did, because they saw the balloons being released. The third-degree felony, at least 5 years in jail per balloon, 40-year-old man, no criminal record. In Australia, battery on the ground, your kid drops, 5 years in jail. Mm-hmm. The Green Police, the Audi commercial where they're arresting everybody, they later admitted, no, that's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
The San Francisco mayor bragged, oh, that was produced here. That's part of behavior modification. They admit it's brainwashing.
Yeah, more things are going to be crime. And this is, you know, you want to see what it's looking like, what it's going to look like. This is artificial scarcity. It's restriction on your use, on your ability to live free. It's making more things crime so that, you know, pretty soon, like I was afraid to go to Singapore. I thought, geez, I know I'm going to do something that's against the law. This is the city state, the rise of the city state, the mega region, where literally you are being restricted in how you live. And this is what Agenda 21 is about.
They admit, and this is in the Austin American Statesman, that they've doubled the power prices the last 5 years. They're going to double again. But the government district and what is seen as the managing district, the downtown and Tarrytown, is exempt from power outages and the power increases. And they said, but all of you outside the city that live wrong, mm-hmm. you're penalized. There it is.
Yeah, the grid is really all about
Austin this. Is a model UN city. Yeah.
Yes, this is, you know, this is really what it's about. This, the entire system is set up like this, where the grid is part of it. Smart growth, smart meters, all these smart things. Don't trust this smart stuff, because what this is a restriction, artificial scarcity, a movement away from the way that you've been living, and monitoring on every aspect of your life. This is domestic surveillance. When we're looking at National Defense Authorization Act, we're looking at drones, we're looking at the way that you are literally being surveilled. How about 23andMe, where you're going to spit into a cup and give them your DNA? And this is Google, owned by Google. You literally won't own your own genes. The human genome has been mapped, and you don't own your own.
They've been taking blood for 41 years in all industrialized nations for a UN database that they just now admitted they have, and Google is all part of it. Look at this from the Sun Sentinel. After watching the romantic gesture, the Florida Highway Patrol trooper, who instead noted probable cause for an environmental crime, Bransfield was charged with polluting to harm humans, animals, plants, etc., under the Florida Air and Water Pollution Control Act. And he, again, is facing 5 years per count, per balloon, and they're going to probably end up putting him in jail.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, this was to propose to his girlfriend, right? So are they going to let him have conjugal visits in prison?
Unbelievable.
You know, I mean, this
but,
is...
They're hiring cops now that literally... I mean, they get off on hurting innocent people.
You know, if you look at the way police officers, first of all, are terrified. You know, they're out there suited up like that because they are afraid of us. And why are they afraid? Because they are creating, you know, when you've got police officers in public meetings, when they come in and they ring the walls of a public meeting because you might say something because you're being Delphi'd and you don't like it. You know, this is...
Yeah, describe, we've had our guys thrown out of meetings being polite. where they say they're public, but as soon as we ask questions, they walk over and follow a playbook and then go, you're causing a problem. Get out of here. Officers, I want them out.
Yeah, you know, I've been chased down an aisle while I was holding a mic, and I said, what are you going to arrest me because I'm saying something? This is the way it's going now. In fact, I've got on my blog right now on Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, I've got a post from New Hampshire where these people went into a New Hampshire meeting and they anti-Delphi'd it. All they did was literally just talk about what was going on.
We've got the side up. Why don't we punch up and we'll go to it.
Go to The Way We See It, our blog.
The Way We See It.
Yeah, click on that. And it's a New Hampshire Listens project from Granite State, New
Hampshire. That means Delphi. We're going to do what we want. Explain Delphi.
Well, Delphi is it's a RAND Corporation mind control technique being used by the American Planet.
And they admit that. Oh, yeah. You're not just saying mind control.
Oh, no.
This is mind control. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's the purpose of it. This was what it's about, is to bring groups of people to a predetermined outcome while giving them the idea that it was, you know, giving them the impression.
So false synthesis.
It's all your idea. You know, oh, yeah, we love your thoughts. We want to hear what you think. But meanwhile, if you don't agree, don't show up. These people were accused of crashing a public meeting. Can you believe that? You don't crash a public meeting when you're the public. But because they were New Hampshire Tea Party people, they're considered to be a special interest. And they're not. And they're crashing.
Oh, yeah, they're the terrorists. They're not a stakeholder.
No.
Only stakeholder groups are allowed.
That's right. And none of us are stakeholders, and that's what's really a mind blower, is that they go in way years in advance. 2002, you know, for a 2012 program, they go in 10 years early and they identify.
Oh, listen, we've run into it in East Texas with our property.
Oh, sure.
They have local operatives who move in, mm-hmm. have a grant, act like a local.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're a retired colonel, you name it.
Yeah.
And they run psyops and go, I won't report you for that barn if you work with me to shut down the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like mafia.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. You know, Alex, I do travel all over the United States, and I have been told in many, many states, you know, people come up to me, you know, people have organized meetings, and they say, listen, you know, we had people move into our town. They only came in, they rented an apartment, they only came in for a meeting, and they flew out of town.
No. We've got them over here where the mayors get the money in these towns and then bring in actual UN people.
Yeah. Yes, I have that in my own town, you know, people who came in to PSYOP against me. And, you know, you sound crazy when you talk
about that. And what's incredible, I wanted to talk about that, because now that it's coming out, it's real, and people go, wait, there's actual, you know, these are mercenary soldiers posing as liberals. Yeah. That's their camo.
Yeah.
And once you corner them, I've even had them threaten me and stuff. They know they're officers.
Yeah.
They know they're commandos. I mean, these are actual, like, CIA agents, basically, infiltrating America.
Yeah, you know, in my book, I talk about this guy who was in our town, who was a United Nations diplomat, who moved into our town, into a dinky little house in our town. He'd been living in an estate in Greece, right? He moves into a little town, into our little town, onto a little street. And then what did he do? He set up a neighborhood association and a neighborhood alliance. This is what they do. They enter in so they can create public consent.
Schwarzenegger admitted when we destroyed their Copenhagen takeover 4 years ago, he said, we will move into the towns and cities. He said, I will coordinate the operation. That's quotes. The forces will move in. They'll not stop us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so obvious. Arrest them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's treason, man. And the thing is, you know what? Don't let this paralyze you. There are way more of us than there are of
you. Oh, no. It should energize you.
Let me show you something. Check this out. This is on our website. Take a look at this, okay? These are flyers. You can go to our website, go to the flyer page, print these out, $6. You can print a two-sided flyer, 100 of them, print them out, and put them on people's doorsteps. You want to spread the information.
Hey, go to church. That's what we do with the bumper stickers, all of it. Get aggressive, get motivated, stomp Goebbels' butt.
Yes, that's it. And when you do this, you know, people, first of all, people can't argue with you because you put it on their porch in the morning. They pick it up. Each individual reads it separately. And this is what we need to do, is spread awareness and get the information.
And people are more hungry than ever.
People know there's something wrong. Everyone knows there's something wrong.
There's an enemy, literal takeover, and they've got collaborators working with them. And let me tell the criminals something. We take this country back. They all need to go to, there used to be a Nuremberg trial, doesn't there?
Yeah, there is. Nuremberg principles, because you know what? Just follow. following orders ain't going to fly. There is no excuse.
We just had the police in Austin on video last week say we couldn't hand out magazines or have our bumper stickers on our cars. On video, we have this.
Whoa.
I mean, this is getting freaky, folks. We'll be right back with Rosa Court.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water,
food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Rosa Corey is in studio with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones in the next segment through the end of this hour with your Agenda 21 and other questions on tyranny. But I want viewers watching us on InfoWarsNews.com and radio listeners out there to listen to me very, very carefully. Okay? If you don't get out of your coma and get upset and get aggressive, we're going to be usurped. We're designed to face an enemy coming over the hill to enslave our village. That's what we're genetically, every race, color, creed, know instinctively. And under the globalist, they want a system that goes backwards to a post-industrial world where we're dumbed down, we're kept at starvation level, we're socially engineered to take the vaccines, the forced sterilization, the forced abortions, to, quote, reduce population. Europe will not even be European within another generation, okay? Same thing here in the U.S. So don't worry, you've committed suicide. And I know you want to make sure you can kill the third world, where you want to cut their energy supplies as well. So I know it gives you a power trip to think about cutting off power and being poor, and there are problems with a decadent consumerist society. I get all that. I get why you think it's sexy. But the issue is, this isn't even what you're being told this is for, isn't even it. This is a total post-industrial world, in Maury Strong's own words, and all their books. I got a whole bookshelf of them. We source them in my film Endgame, to shut everything down and create a monopoly of power and have high-tech government and corporate reservations that are light years ahead with life extension, robotics, androids. This is what they're saying. A life extension. Go read what Ray Kurzweil and all of them say. Well, we live in the city ghettos around that, if we're even allowed to live. So this is the shutdown of society so we can be exterminated. And it sounds like a science fiction movie, because they were telling you what they were going to do in the science fiction movies that are really in Bertrand Russell's and others' writings. So this is the plan. It's hyper-authoritarianism. It's a creeping death, but it's here, where China has, you know, dead pigs in the river and fires in the river and suicide nets at the Apple factories because they're so liberal. Al Gore, I mean, it must be okay. Peace bombs, I mean, Obama. And the Republicans are all on board with it, of course, because they're all bought and paid for in the same group, at the highest echelons. And they get three new coal power plants, totally dirty. We get three or four shut down a week or more, 200 plus a year. Power prices going up. We're having the lights turned off. They're tearing it all up. Only the megacities, and that's not just a Judge Dredd term. That's their term. That all the maps are public. Look up megacity regions, super regions. They're shutting us down. So it's important to go to Rosa Corey's website and see the city council meetings she's been at, what she does, the planning commission meetings. Get her book, read it, mimic that, because her playbook is dead on truth, Veritas, pure crystalline. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it out and go be the leader. And now we go to these meetings outside Austin. They're in every town. We outnumber them now. They're panicking. Other areas, though, people aren't waking up, so it's a mix. Go to the meetings she's got tomorrow in Bastrop, the original capital of Texas. They were going to make it. Talk like Yoda now. Bastrop, the original capital of Texas, they would make it. You need to go there and fight the empire. I mean, the fight is now, folks. This is real James Bond stuff, okay? I mean, you want to fight, you want adventure, you want to fight criminals, this is it. I mean, they know. They're technicians. You will face UN operatives. You will face globalist operatives. Okay, 8-9 minutes left in this segment. I'm going to try to give you the floor. It's just I started hyperventilating. This is so important. Talk about what we're facing, the meeting, and other points you haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, hey, if you're here in Texas, the Sustainable Places Program, who knows? They all have the same kind of names. But these names are, interchangeable everywhere across the country. These are all regional programs that are designed to destroy jurisdictional boundaries, erase jurisdictional boundaries, and create these mega regions, which, America2050.org, this is a program and a project of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, B of A, the huge corporations.
The folks that made the UN.
This is it. This is what they want to do. And this is a battle for the hearts and minds of the people of the world. Don't think it isn't. And it's almost like we've been, I like to say this, it's almost as if there's been a football game going on for the last 20 years, and we were out in the parking lot having a kegger. And now we're suited up. We've got our, our pads on, our helmets are on. We've got the ball. We have the ball now. And this is the thing, is that when you've got the ball, you need to know where the goal is. And we need to fight to move forward to block all of this and re-erect our freedom.
How do we rout the enemy? Tell us.
This is it. Let me just say this remember this. Private property rights include your person. You know, this is it. Hey, when my mother was dying in the hospital, they told me I had to go get a flu shot in order to spend time with her. I went down to the basement, picked up a receipt out of the trash, and went back up and gave it to them. I didn't get a flu shot. These things are designed to restrict you, to make you fall into line, to be obedient. You know, hey, when you're in the airport, don't go through that thing. Go early and make them do the pat down on you.
Yeah, start saying no.
Resist. Do not go along. Expose collaborators and refuse to collaborate yourself. If you're getting money from this plan, if you're, you know, examine what you're doing. Examine your life. Hey, if you're smoking weed out there on the couch, you know what? Put it down, make those flyers, and get out there and get this information.
Take it personal.
This is your life. There's no joking around here. This is the time to do it. If we don't do it now, we are not going to be doing it. We have a window now. Let's move through it. We are actually raising awareness all over the world, and things are happening. All over the world. This is a change. You've got to know your enemy, identify nonprofits, the collaborators, the consultants that are putting these plans together. You want to call them out. You want to identify how much money is being paid to them.
Yeah, that's how they pay the mercenaries. Describe your speech tomorrow. I mean, how you identify these people?
Oh, well, it's all over. Of course, there are... You know, here's how it is done. Basically, the federal government gives money to the local agents, to the local governments, and the metropolitan planning organizations and the councils of government. And here in Texas, you've got like 27 of them. Across the United States, there are 500. This is where the money comes down. All the federal agencies have actually changed their policies to bring them into alignment with Agenda 21. And the local agencies are doing the same thing. So you want to expose this. You want to identify it. And then you want to block it. You want to speak out. Show up and speak out. Do not be afraid. Because if you don't do this, you know, they're going to... This is the way it works with collaborative government. This is what you're getting. Consensus government. If you don't speak out, they assume that you agree. Can you believe that? They assume that you agree, and because you don't have representative government anymore, then it's all by consensus and collaboration. So if you're not there, they assume it's an implicit agreement.
And it's all under admiralty administrative. They're transferring the state constitutions and having the counties and cities criminally sign over authority to regional boards run by their unelected criminals.
That's it. These are appointed boards. You cannot get them out. You can't influence them. They're made up of elected officials, but there's like there may be 80 or 100 people on that board. So if you've got an elected official from your town who you've, you know, convinced that this is a bad idea, that guy has got or woman is not going to have much of a voice. This is what happens with consensus government. This is a nightmare. We need to block it, to call it out, and to refuse to collaborate. And we need numbers. We need to you do it in your small town. You know what? There's no Switzerland in this fight. Don't think you're going to go hide in your bunker. You're not. Okay, you may stay there for a while, but what's going to happen when you come out? The thing is, you need to be there in your small town right now. You go down and you speak out. You call this out. Name it. It is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Name it. Refuse to allow yourself to be sidelined or shamed or embarrassed.
And I explain it just like this. Look at how the banks brag they've conquered Europe. Here's the Financial Times of London. Print out that headline. Mm-hmm. Here they are, folks. This is it.
Yeah.
By making your land worthless, they double the value of their land.
Right. Draw the links. You know, that's one thing in my book, you know, and that's why I wrote that book. I can't go all over the, you know, I mean, I am all over the U.S., but I can't be everywhere. So I wrote the book so people could have that info. And it's on the website, too. And, you know, it's all over. People are getting this information now. Now, the direct line is from the United Nations plan into the federal government through the President's Council on Sustainable Development and then right down into your state and local government. It is not some plan that's not out there that doesn't have any impact on you. It is a real plan happening now. It has been happening for 20 years. It has changed your school system. It's changed your government. And you are, you know, don't allow yourself to be victimized by it.
Introducing Pro One. All all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UtopiaSilver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And they're moving on every front with forced inoculations, retina scanning to get in the gym. And you're like, well, so what? It's high tech. Bad people run it, folks. They're going to use it to take everything out of your bank account. They're going to use it. They now admit, which we reported 12 years ago, but that they now admit, that all the customer loyalty cards are uploaded to the government and the insurance companies.
Right.
I mean, that's why, I mean, it's so cold-blooded.
You know, Rand Paul just put out, I think it just came up today or the other day about the America Community Survey, you know, that is actually mandatory.
And they lie and say it's the law when it's not. They put a code on there and say it's the law, but it's fraud.
Well, now he's launched legislation saying, hey, you know, you don't have to fill that thing out. But guess what? You know, you don't have to fill these things out. If it's not required, you know, if don't give them your...
Well, it also says under penalty of perjury, so if you make a mistake, it's a felony.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see, they show the code. It says, say how many people live here. So it's a trick. The code on it is the questions you've got to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 50 to 100 to 200, what's your toilet? What's your stock and bonds? Do you have guns? When do you go to work?
Right.
How much money do you make?
Yeah, what are you growing on your land? I mean, I've had farmers come up to me from, you know, all over the nation and saying, geez, Rosa, what do I do? Do I have to fill this thing out? They want to know everything.
Hey, when you fill out the animal premises ID, that again is not law but color of law, it waives all your rights. It's frauds. Criminals.
You know, this is what the new world order is, government by decree, government by regulation, restriction. This is about you losing your representative rights. Your representative government is disappearing.
In America, I can't hand out magazines in Austin until I went down there. And they said, we're going to arrest you next.
Yeah.
And I said, go ahead. We're going to sue all of you. And they had to back off. But my God, and the police were even later going, we're sorry. We were ordered to do it. It's like, you're sorry. You better be sorry that you ever followed the order. I mean, do you really want to have no... Look, they'll take the money out of your bank account, dummy. If there's no due process, we're all screwed. Don't you get it, people? You're not part of the establishment. It hates you. Did you get a memo about hydrofluorosilicic acid? Did you get a memo about GMO or aspartame? Did you get a memo about it killing you and your family? No, you didn't. You're not part of the power structure. You're either going to just lay down and love evil and think you're part of it and crawl along for a while, or you're going to come in and jump on the team for the big win.
And you know what, Alex? Your listeners are on board, but now they need to do something, okay? Whatever you're doing, do more. You can do more. Put out these flyers. Get the information out. Talk about it. Show up at meetings. Anti-Delphi.
Briefly, and I promise we're going to calls, but briefly, how do you anti-Delphi?
Briefly, basically, I give the whole layout in the back of my book, okay, and it's exact. You know, you really...
And there's a video of people doing it on your site.
Yes, and we have, you know, near riot at Delphi meeting where we literally took down a government meeting because they were Delphi-ing us and we refused to cooperate. Basically, you want to refuse to go along to get along, but you have to do it carefully or they will actually make it seem as if you are, you know, somebody who's disrupting the meeting, and they'll bring the cops in. If you bring the cops in, it obviously shows that this is not just some sort of hunky-dory, groovy little...
No, it's done as intimidation. These are would-be authoritarians. If they could, they would put your whole family in a gulag.
Right.
A guy just won $15 million for borrowing his buddy's car and was locked up for years. No one knew where he was in a New Mexico jail. They're now putting people in jail for 5 years over balloons. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically what you're going to do is ask the hard questions, and then you want to back each other up. You do this with a team. So you refuse to allow yourselves to be sidelined. You refuse to allow yourselves to be shamed, because that's what communitarianism is all about. It's about shaming you for actually speaking out. So you want to speak out. You want to support each other in these meetings.
That's right. And exactly, because they'll have their operatives planted to try to turn the cattle. So you have your people spread out who just start popping up, and it totally freaks them out.
Right. It totally freaks them out. And then you basically want to let them know that you know what's up. And eventually, when you do this and you do this well, you have not worn your name tag. You're not identified yourself. You are going in as a freedom force. You do it with other people. You don't identify yourselves to each other. You do it as a sort of a stealth force, because this is a stealth.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you get happy when your team wins the Super Bowl, destroy their operations, it is champagne time.
It is a
big,
you feel it's a big hit. And then you take it on the road and you do it in the towns near you and you start supporting other groups. And pretty soon you guys are outnumbering the people who are running these meetings. The consultants and the planners and the people who've been paid.
And look how they sit there real smug.
Oh, yeah.
They always try to act like that they're invincible, but it's all Wizard of Oz crap. I'm sorry.
It really is. They are snowing you. This whole thing is designed to give you the impression that this is your idea. They are literally snowing you in every one of these meetings, that it is not your plan, that you do not agree, that you don't want to go along to get along with Sustainable Places Project here in Texas, or Granite State Future, or One Bay Area. And by the way, we are suing to stop the plan in our area, in the 9-county San Francisco Bay Area, One Bay Area. This is putting you guys on notice, Metropolitan Planning Organization and California and all across the world. We are suing.
And your weapon is due process,
we are
civil rights, Constitution.
That's right. And whatever, it's a constitutional violation, and we are not going to stand for it. We will block this. We will not.
Look at this lady's got a fighting spirit. And it's infectious. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me tell you, there's nothing more disgusting than these smug pus buckets that go around trying to rob and take over our towns and suck people dry, and then have code enforcers in police uniforms arresting old ladies who haven't mowed their yard and $3,000 a day fines. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, it is blood boiling.
Yeah.
Okay, they need to be in prison.
That's what it looks like. You know, what does it look like? Traffic calming, code enforcement. It looks like form-based codes. It looks like scenic byways, Vision 2025, your general plan, your master plan, your comprehensive plan, public-private partnerships, transit-oriented development. It's, you can't smoke in your apartment.
It's a giant cult.
It is a crime. Heels, you know, healthy eating, active living. This is all about rezoning.
Well, no. You go to Whole Foods now, and it's all about, we're going to tell you how to behave. You're doing good. And people will come and go, you're making good choices.
Right.
And I go, I'm not coming back here. That happened three times last time I was there. Hello, you're making good choices, I see.
Really?
And it's like, oh, you're bringing GMO in here now, aren't you? It's all literal cult. Because once they get you, it's a giant cult. It's a giant UN eugenics death cult. Okay, let's go to some calls. This is unbelievable. Let's talk to George in Connecticut on Agenda 21, then Matt, then Casey, then Jeff, then Connor, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, George in Connecticut.
I found out after your last talk on...
do, you know, I'm glad you said that, because listen, always bring your video camera with you whenever you go to any of these meetings.
Folks, this is an enemy army. Any means necessary. Hit them hard.
The more of us that are on board, the less...
Hey, used to, they did stuff to you. Now they're on the run.
That's right. This is it. You know what? Don't buckle under. Stand up. You can do it. You know, if you need to work for them, you know, quit that job. If you see people that are doing these jobs and you have some money, you say to them, listen, I'm going to make it possible for you to quit that job so that you can... I was in Memphis and I was speaking there, and they had the Office of Sustainability director there. And I said, I said, after you hear my speech, I want you to go in and resign. And I looked at the people in the audience and I said, you know what? If this man goes in and resigns today, you, the community, have to make sure that he is financially okay. This is what we need to do. We need to rebuild real community, because this plan destroys community.
And by the way, whenever you do the right thing and sacrifice something, doors just fly open. That's what frustrates me, is moving against evil is effective. People just don't even think they're in the game. I mean, they literally aren't even on the field. They just think evil has free reign.
Yeah, right. And you know what? We're so isolated from one another, and we think that, you know, what we do as an individual has no power. Believe me, what you do as an individual has tremendous power. We are tremendously powerful as
individuals. Why do you think they said we couldn't hand our magazines out anywhere downtown?
They don't want you spreading the information, and they want to intimidate you. Refuse to be intimidated?
No, I just redouble my efforts.
That's right. Exactly. This is the answer, is when they push you down, come up twice as strong, twice as hard. This is the thing to do.
Congratulations on all you're doing, Roseanne. You're going to come back after you speak in Bastrop tomorrow. I'm going to tape some for a film that's coming up. So I just want to thank you for coming out. Rosa Corey, I get a lot of energy being around you. I think vice versa. Behind the Green Mask, available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. Get it. It's a weapon. Use it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.